You are now listening to the OrthoBullets podcast.
This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of biopsy principles from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. The purpose of the biopsy is to confirm a suspected diagnosis. However, the biopsy is not a substitute for a thorough history, physical exam, and laboratory investigation. Prerequisites for a biopsy include CBC, platelets, coagulation studies, and cross-sectional imaging to evaluate local anatomy. The treatment center performing the biopsy must be capable of proper diagnosis and treatment. This is critical and something that has been tested on past exams. Biopsy of soft tissue and bone lesions is a difficult procedure that is fraught with complications if obtained improperly. Occasionally, improperly performed biopsies may preclude limb salvage, thus greatly altering the outcome of the disease process. Because of this, it is considered standard of care to refer patients with possible musculoskeletal tumors to treatment centers capable of proper diagnosis and management of the condition. While a community orthopedic surgeon may know how to properly biopsy a lesion, it is in the patient's best interest to be referred to a treatment center prior to biopsy if that surgeon does not feel comfortable managing the patient afterwards. Mankin et al. Review 597 musculoskeletal oncology cases to determine the complications associated with biopsies. Of the 597 patients reviewed, 282, that is 47.2% of the patients, had the procedure at a referring institution. Out of all the biopsies, he found a 17.8% rate of diagnostic error, a 19.3% chance of incorrectly performed biopsy causing a change in management, and a 3% incidence of an unnecessary amputation being performed. So again, referral to an orthopedic oncologist is the most appropriate next step in management in real life and on the exam for a patient found with a musculoskeletal tumor. Indications for biopsy include aggressive bone or soft tissue lesions larger than 5 centimeters, deep to fascia, or overlying bone / neurovascular structures. Unclear diagnosis in a symptomatic patient is another indication, and solitary bone lesions in a patient with a history of carcinoma also warrants a biopsy. As far as when a biopsy is not indicated, asymptomatic latent bone lesions or a symptomatic active bone lesion which appear entirely benign on imaging, as these don't necessarily need a biopsy. In addition, soft tissue lesions which are completely benign on MRI don't necessarily need a biopsy, like in the cases of things like lipomas and hemangiomas. Types of biopsy include fine needle aspiration, core biopsy, incisional biopsy, and excisional biopsy. A fine needle aspiration provides cytologic or cellular specimen. It is frequently used for carcinoma and not typically used for sarcoma. A core biopsy, or true cut biopsy as it is also called, is allowed for tumor structural examination and can evaluate both the cytologic and stromal elements of the tumor. These core biopsies are frequently used for sarcomas. An incisional biopsy is a small surgical incision carefully placed to access tumor without contamination of critical structures. And an excisional biopsy is used in select indications, like for small, superficial soft tissue masses. Again, to review, the goal of a biopsy is to obtain a representative sample of tissue that will allow for diagnosis without jeopardizing the chance of subsequent limb salvage. The principles of biopsy include discussion of the case and plan with a tumor surgeon and a pathologist. The biopsy should be planned in such a way that it only includes areas that will be removed as part of future limb salvage. It is important to avoid developing planes and to try to work within a single muscle belly. Neurovascular structures should not be exposed, and you should use an oval bone window if one is required. And finally, send a sample to the pathologist and a sample for tissue culture. Damron et al. Reviewed the specific approaches for anatomical biopsy, and the best approaches, according to this study, include the dorsal second compartment for the wrist, the lateral triceps and brachialis muscle for the distal humerus, the anterior deltoid muscle for the proximal humerus, through the superior abductor muscles for the iliac region, the Smith-Peterson approach through the tensor fascia lata and rectus femoris muscle for the supraacetabular region, the transtrochanteric osseous approach for the femoral neck and head, posteromedial or posterolateral border of the vastus medialis / lateralis muscle for the distal femur, and the subcutaneous border of the tibia for lesions involving the tibia. Principles of the open incisional biopsy include use of a longitudinal incision in the extremities that allows for extension of the incision for definitive management. As far as the approach, it's important to remember not to expose neurovascular structures, since all tissue exposed during the biopsy is considered contaminated with tumor. Another major biopsy principle is to maintain meticulous hemostasis. Postoperative hematomas are considered contaminated with tumor, so make sure to release any tourniquets placed prior to wound closure so you can ensure meticulous hemostasis is maintained. The biopsy itself is performed through the involved compartment of the tumor. For bone lesions with a soft tissue mass, it is okay to perform the biopsy using the soft tissue mass. And with respect to closure, if using a drain, bring the drain out of the skin in line with the surgical incision. This allows the drain site to be removed with definitive surgical extensile incision. So to review, when performing an incisional biopsy, important principles to remember to minimize contamination and make subsequent surgical resection less challenging and morbid are 1. A longitudinal extensile incision and no transverse incisions. 2. Use an intramuscular plane to minimize the number of muscle compartments resected. 3. Do not violate the joint where possible. 4. Avoid dissection close to nerve/vessel, as these structures will then have to be resected subsequently. 5. If using a drain, bring it out in line with the incision. And 6. Meticulous hemostasis and closure of the tumor pseudocapsule. That's all for this review on biopsy principles. Hopefully that was helpful. Look out for questions related to this topic on this weekend's question session, and hopefully this episode will have prepared you for that review. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.